Hey, coming up at 12 noon after the national anthem is the Sonny Melendrez Show, but right now it's time for Boost Bernie Business. The following is sponsored by The Bored Couple. This is Bernie Radio, 103.9 FM. Welcome to Boost Bernie Business here on Bernie Radio, 103.9 FM, broadcasting from the Richter Studio on Main Street. And just a couple doors down north of us, of course, is the Bernie Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Bernie Chamber of Commerce. And at the Chamber's member event, I met my new friends Monica Nino and Brian Gonzalez. They are the owners of the Bored Couple. You are the Bored Couple.
We are the Bored Couple. We're the OGs.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, that's funny because we actually say the Bored Couple, we want it to be a concept. Like when you think about Kleenex, it's for a tissue or a Band-Aid or a bandage. Yeah. We want that to be a concept that people take on as celebrating life. Man, we need to get bored this weekend. We need to get the Bored Couple.
So as we're just beginning this conversation, we haven't said what the Bored Couple does.
No, what? Grand reveal. So we are charcuterie boards, wine. We're all about celebrations. We have two restaurants, one in Comfort, one in San Antonio. You can come in and dine in, or you can order a board to go, or we can set one up for your event.
That sounds all I need to know, but I want to know more. How fascinating. Yeah. So you said you're in San Antonio. Is that where you started?
Yes, sir.
And then why did you pick Comfort?
A lot of our clientele is here in Mount Bernie's near and dear to our heart. And so we were finding that just about half the orders were coming from this area. Mm-hmm. So it just made sense to move up closer this way and have a location that could service Bernie, Comfort, the outlying areas.
Put your Comfort location on the map. If I'm going up I-10 to go find the Bored Couple, where are you?
You're going to exit Comfort, and mm-hmm. then you're going to go onto High Street, which is the downtown area. It's right off of the main strip there. We're located inside of Remedy Hall around back where the pickleball courts
are. Very cool.
Yeah.
Great location.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been fun, yeah. We're from South Texas, so we consider this whole general area like our stomping ground. We graduated in Helotes, Texas, and we've come up to Fredericksburg and Comfort and Bernie all our lives, and so here we are.
So, I don't know, 3 years ago, no one knew how to say it or spell it or pronounce it. Now it's a big thing.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole movement.
So how did this thing start, guys? Where did you guys meet?
So we've known each other since middle school. We go way, way back.
Yeah. Wow. What school?
The Hallmark card. Stinson Middle School, yeah.
There you go. That's way on the south side, right?
No, north side.
North side. I'm thinking of the airfield, of course.
Oh, yeah. That is confusing. Yeah, yeah. No, very close to Helotes, which is where we went to high school.
And then, awesome.
Yeah. So we've known each other quite a long time. I won't give away how many years, decades, but a long time.
But middle school means, boy, you guys have known, even if you guys were 20, and you're not 20, right?
No, 20 plus some.
But did you have any idea when you guys were picking teams at recess that you guys be in business together?
No, never. She was with the smart kids. I was
that guy.
The knockoff. Yeah, yeah. I was pleading to not kick me out of school while she was taking German club.
That's hilarious. All right, so the Bored Couple, how did it get started?
There's a lot of things that are going on around society that aren't worth celebrating. So when we would have our date night, we would have this lovely discussion about where to eat. Right?
Slow down, Daddy. Date night. So you guys started dating.
Yeah, we're dating. Yeah.
So when did that start? In high school?
No. We were just friends, moved away to college, did our own thing, moved out of state for jobs, came back, and then reconnected.
So who asked who?
Long story short and long, Brian did, but I had a funky overnight schedule and could never ever coordinate with him to go on like a day date or an evening date. So it took a while, and then we finally made it happen. But then it was like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
I was asking her for a full year just to try, to get a date, but she was way too busy being exhausted with the overnight schedule.
Well, Denny's is still open in the middle of the night, right?
It's true.
That's a nice date.
Give a guy a break.
Should have considered that, yeah.
And so y'all dated, and here we are. You started. All right, so now get to the starting the company.
Yeah, okay. So the fun part was, because of her schedule overnight, and I was working construction, so it was just a rigorous schedule. And so we would be like passing ships and still try to rally for each other and court each other. This is the fun part, right? But we're mid-30s. We're really focused on our careers. And we would have that lovely discussion that couples do where we were like, please pick somewhere to eat. Mm-hmm. So we'd end up at our favorite nightclub, HEB.
That's good.
Listen to all the good jams.
I know.
Yeah. We would do that, and we would gather all the things and a couple bottles of wine, and it turned into our most favorite date night. Mm. And we would just have these fun discussion, maybe after a bottle of wine. It's like, this would be so cool if this was like delivered in a luxury fashion, like no one hanging out, some kind of hybrid between like just basic delivery and catering. So we came up with this concept that was, back then it was pretty novel. Now all the kids are doing it on TikTok, but right. you can imagine a time before the gram was going crazy. We were slinging charcuterie boards and we were having the best date night, and word got out. It was like a luxury thing. So we had a lot of cool opportunities that came about out of the gates. And I was doing this leadership program with the one of the chambers in town, and they had an incubator for startups. We got some space there, and yeah.
What year is this?
2018.
Oh my gosh. So you start this company 2 years before this thing called COVID comes out.
Oh yeah.
That was a blessing, right?
It was. We decided before COVID that we outgrew the space that we were in. We're so grateful for the opportunity, but we needed to expand. So we got our San Antonio location and things were great. And then we decided, okay, we're going to open our doors Valentine's Day weekend of 2020. And then we heard about the little thing called COVID coming. So we thought, okay, it's just going to be a couple of weeks where we have to just close our doors. You know how that turned out.
Wow. Yeah,
at that time, I was still trying to figure out why they named it after a beard.
Nice. Corona, right? Is that the one you're thinking? Gotcha. Get the coronavirus. I'm with you. But not only did you survive, you thrived through it because you guys delivered these boards, right, to people?
We had, that year, we had a bunch of parties planned for corporations and for individuals, and no one could gather. So they asked, could you ship it to our client? Could you ship it to our employees? And we can do like a Zoom party. And we thought, if there's a will, there's a way. We're going to make that happen. So we started shipping nationwide. We started doing individual TBC boxes, which are our lunch boxes. That became a huge hit. They're still on our menu at both locations.
Helped a lot of wineries stay open, too. That was our tie to Fredericksburg because when we thought the mayor came on and said no gathering, we were looking at a product that we literally call the gathering. Mm. We're going, uh-oh. The winery started reaching out and all these corporations nationwide, and can you ship? Can you come and deliver? And we're like, absolutely.
Yeah. So a large part of our business was going up to Fredericksburg every week and keeping them open with the 60-40 rule of needing to have food. Yeah. So that was a really nice way to help out and to keep in business.
Again, congratulations to you. I see you blowing up. You got just the favor all over you. And let's just talk about then, too, what makes you different? Because a lot of guys are doing it, but I dare say that you guys are leading the way.
We are the first and original. We stood out in the beginning. No one even knew how to pronounce charcuterie, so much so that we had to make a neon. There are all kinds of pronunciations that I won't repeat on here, but yes.
By the way, what is the literal meaning of that word? Do you know?
It's cured meats, so I can get nerdy with you, or we can just keep it basic.
I'm check the box, I'm good. Keep going.
It's a French term meaning cured meats, because back in the 1400s and even earlier, there was no refrigeration. So the only way to keep cured meats cured was with salt, air, and a lot of love. Mm-hmm. And so they'd hang it up, hope for the best, and that's how you had meat stored and cured so you could serve them.
Very cool. But the quality of your products, talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so that came about because, again, when we're recording each other, like a lot of relationships have, let's take little day trips here. Let's go to visit this town over here, and we would start amassing, oh, this jam is really good. Oh, I heard about they make this really cool cheese over here. So we would start curating what we consider the perfect board, and imposter syndrome's real. So we started taking a lot of fun couples classes that were about food and wine pairing and getting very into wine. And fast forward to today, we're actually third level sommeliers, and it's been a real trip.
Sommeliers for you at home who aren't hip and cool like I was before you told me what that meant before we started.
We said some. She said, what?
Some? That's awesome. Matter of fact, as we're recording here at the Cork and Keg, you guys are kindred spirits. You guys need to hang out and meet Joey Sanders here at the Richter.
Maybe
for sure.
We'll stay this afternoon after this is over.
That's a good idea. Very cool. If someone wanted to hire you to come do something at your house, because you do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a full service restaurant at both locations. It's a lot of fun. If you've never been, come on out and see us. But you can definitely go online, order boards. We do a lot of weddings here in the Burnie area. We do a lot of celebrations. We do a lot of corporate events. So if there's a need, if there's a will, there's a way. We're going to make it happen. We've set up boards in the middle of a cow field all the way over to some really cool spots that you'd never assume had a charcuterie board in there, but they do.
Yeah, and you've got to entertain some high-profile folks here in the past. Is there anybody that we can mention here without compromising?
Absolutely, sure. We were approached early on by a lot of the political sector to entertain. So when former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in town, we set up a grazing table for her, Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke, and then we've had a lot of the pop culture sector find out about us. Bands like Tool, The Chicks, formerly The Dixie Chicks, Rake. There's a whole bunch of artists when they come to town. Yeah. They find out about us and they order, and we get to make charcuterie magic for them.
That's cool. And I hope you get a photo op in there too. I know, you're professionals.
We got to keep it pro.
I know.
It's a bummer. But yeah, no, we've had the good fortune of actually now we work with the Majestic Theater in town in San Antonio, and the weekly artists that come through that know about us, they want something very pretty in their green room.
We were super fortunate that USA Today's 10 Best named us top 10 in the nation for charcuterie boards and the Wall Street Journal. When grazing tables were still in their infancy, they found out about us and did an interview, and it just blew up from there. So we were really fortunate and grateful for that opportunity.
Awesome, guys. Hey, you're listening to Boost Bernie Business here on Bernie Radio. We're talking with Monica Nino and Brian Gonzalez. They are the board couple at theboardcouple.com. And again, like they said, if you're interested in their product, go to theboardcouple.com and you can order right there. I'm looking at this thing called the Blackberry Academy. What's that?
Yeah. So those are our workshops, the famed workshops that we did opening weekend.
That's a date night, right?
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. We do them at both locations. We just did a fun one with Girl Scout cookies and wine pairings. We do how to build your own board. We'll come back. All the knowledge that we learn from all of our different wine experiences, we'll do pairings with wines and food. But after you do 4 workshops, you get to graduate and you get an apron and a whole graduation ceremony and get invited to cool events along with our wine club.
And let's talk about wines just for a second, as we started to with the Psalms there. Sure. You guys are experts in wine as well, so you can help pair everything and just make all the hard decisions so that this guy doesn't have to.
We try to make it easy, one-stop shop.
Yeah, we learn all the boring and snooty stuff so you can sound obnoxious at parties. Exactly. All the fun facts.
That's cool. How far will you travel? Oh, you said you ship anywhere.
We do. We've traveled all the way up to Little Elm in very north Texas, almost on the border of Oklahoma, all the way south Texas to a mission where there was a wedding, a remote wedding that we did out there. But we love to stay in the Bernie, San Antonio, Comfort, Fredericksburg, Kerrville area. That's our jam.
That's for the luxury delivery that we coined that. We ship nationwide. During the pandemic, these companies out of California or New Jersey would find out, hey, we're spread all over. We want to get our team together online. Can we send these? And so we helped them out.
Spotify found out about us. Nestle. It was crazy. We were oh my gosh, Dell and Austin.
All over.
So it was a really cool thing to be able to help them out.
And there's so many great wedding venues now in Bernie with all the ranches and all that. You could stay here and just keep doing a circle of...
Yeah, we would love
it.
Yeah. That was one of our motivating factors. We were planting ourselves between Bernie and Fredericksburg in Comfort so we could better service the Hill Country.
Absolutely. It was such a joy to meet you guys at the Chamber. Thank you for becoming members of our Bernie Chamber.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on Bernie Radio. And we'll look forward to seeing you at our house.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Thanks so much.
But we'll come to your house one more time. Tell us where you're at.
So 2 locations, one in Comfort on 804 High Street, Suite B, and then in San Antonio at 2218 North South Zamora near Woodlawn Lake.
Oh, cool. That's cool. So you watch the fireworks from your backyard?
Oh, yeah. We got great spot.
Yeah. We love it.
That's awesome. Anything else?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was so great chatting with you.
Again, it's The Board Couple, theboardcouple.com. Is there a phone number that you give out if someone wants to do that?
210-573-2100. You can call or text, and we will make charcuterie dreams happen for you.
And if anything, find us on social media at Instagram.com/theboardcouple and Facebook.com/theboardcouple if you want to see some pretty pictures.
They are pretty. All right. Monica, Brian, thank you guys so much. And God bless you. I'll throw that one in there for free.
Thank you
so much. God bless you too. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Bernie Radio, 103.9 FM.